You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to Locked On Balls, your team every day. My name is Josh Ford. Thank you for being here today. I hope you had a great weekend. There's a lot to unpack on today's show. There is good news for Tennessee football with the Vols picking up a very talented transfer over the weekend. Tennessee also has a player who had decided to transfer away from Tennessee, decide to come back to Tennessee. I'll tell you about that in segment number one, as we do continue to wait on the future of Jeremy Pruitt to be confirmed by Tennessee. But on today's show, there's not much point in going into that. So we'll continue to wait. If there are developments there, I'll of course be talking about it on today's show. On today's show, though, I'll talk about what is going on, news out of the weekend, Tennessee staff trying to keep a very important player on the team. And with the transfer, Big Cat Bryant from Auburn, Zach Blackerby of Locked On Auburn is going to stop by the show to talk a little bit about him, as well as Kevin Still joining Tennessee's coaching staff. So that's coming up here in the first couple of segments of today's show, which is presented by BuiltBar.com. Go to BuiltBar.com and make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. In the third segment of today's show, you will hear from Coach Rick Barnes. Tennessee took care of business against Vanderbilt on Saturday. The Vols cruised to victory as the game went along, and now they get ready for a big game against Florida on Tuesday. Last week allowed Tennessee to work on some things in practice. Rick Barnes is going to talk about that on today's show. All of it here on Locked On Vols, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And I'll begin with some of the major news items coming out of the weekend. And I think the biggest news would be Big Cat Bryant's transfer to Tennessee. He's a grad transfer, so he does not have to wait on official word from either the NCAA or the SEC, I guess both, to know that he can play right away. As a grad transfer, he will be good to go. There are a couple of connections here that helped Tennessee land Bryant. One, he played for Kevin Still at Auburn, so Still being hired at Tennessee had to help. Also, Bryant played for Shelton Felton in high school. Shelton Felton is now Tennessee's outside linebackers coach. Tennessee is getting an All-SEC player in Big Cat Bryant. He was second-team All-SEC as voted by the coaches this past season. He has played a lot in the conference. He's very experienced, and he's very talented. So Tennessee getting a player who could have taken a shot at the NFL. He could have gone pro. I'm going to talk to Zach Blackerby about that in the next segment. Instead, he is going to spend one more year in college, and he's going to spend that year at Tennessee. That is good news for Tennessee. The Vols are getting some help up front to go along with players returning like Tyler Barron and Morvin Joseph. And let's see how those players develop, of course. Players coming back on the defensive line like Matthew Butler and Darrell Middleton will help. And then adding Big Cat Bryant, who will potentially be Tennessee's best player in the front seven. Obviously, that could be the case considering he is the only returning All-SEC player in the bunch. So good news for Tennessee on Saturday with Big Cat Bryant announcing he is transferring to Tennessee. Speaking of the front seven, word came on Friday from Austin Price of VolQuest.com that several Tennessee coaches, led by head coach Jeremy Pruitt, we're going out to California to meet with linebacker Henry To'oTo'o. I was asked a question for the podcast several weeks ago about rumors that Henry could decide to transfer and go somewhere else. And part of the report was that with the unknown surrounding Jeremy Pruitt and his future and the coaching staff's future, that has caused Henry To'oTo'o to have some kind of pause about his future. So as he's trying to figure out what does he want to do, the spring semester is starting up here this week. Tennessee sent some coaches, Jeremy Pruitt, Derek Ansley, Kevin Still was reportedly heading out to California with those coaches, and then Kevin Simon, who is a former Tennessee player. He is a development director for Tennessee now, and he played at De La Salle High School, was an important part of the recruitment of Henry To'oTo'o. They all went out to California to see Henry. If he were to decide to leave, that would be very bad for Tennessee's defense. There is no indication that that's going to happen, but it's worth watching to make sure that he returns to Knoxville and goes to class to get ready for the spring semester. If Tennessee lost Henry, that would be a big loss in the middle of the defense. I don't think he played up to his expectation this past season, but there's no doubt that Henry is one of Tennessee's most important players on defense. Also, it is worth noting that among the coaches who were reported to go to California, Brian Niedermeyer was not among them. He is the inside linebackers coach at Tennessee, and he recruited Henry To'oto. For him to not be on that trip is probably very telling. There was a lot of doubt surrounding Brian Niedermeyer's future, and I don't think there's an expectation that he will return to Tennessee. His contract ends at the end of the month, but Brian Niedermeyer not being on the trip to see Henry To'oto is notable. Another big personnel news item came on Sunday. Tight end Austin Pope has decided to return to Tennessee. Remember, he decided to enter the transfer portal a few weeks ago and said that he wants to play one more season in college, showing that he can be an effective pass catcher, and did not expect that that would be the case in Tennessee's offense. But Austin Price reported on Sunday that he would return. Jimmy Himes confirmed that report through Austin Pope, who said that he spoke to Jeremy Pruitt, and Jeremy Pruitt's going to welcome Pope back to the team. Has something changed with what Pope's offensive role will be? We'll see, I guess, in time. But that's good news for Tennessee. He's a player who's proven. He's a good blocker and could be somebody who could help Tennessee in the passing game at the tight end position. Remember also in Austin Pope's interview with David Ubben of The Athletic, Austin was critical of some of his teammates and the way that they kind of go about their business getting ready throughout the week and the way they handled themselves this past season. I would think that with Austin coming back, he's a guy, a veteran, that would be trying to hold some of his teammates accountable now that he will be back out there on the field with them. So there's a lot going on from a personnel standpoint, but most of it I would say is good with Big Cat Bryant transferring to Tennessee, Austin Pope returning to Tennessee. We'll see what happens with Henry To'oto, but of course Tennessee needs him back. Also, Wanya Morris put out his top three over the weekend. Tennessee was not on the list. So with Morris entering the transfer portal, the expectation is that he will not return to Tennessee. Tennessee did welcome newcomers, the freshmen who signed with Tennessee in the 2021 class and are enrolling for the spring semester, arrived on campus over the weekend. Tennessee put out a video welcoming them. Caden Salter, I don't think, was in the video because he had his championship game over the weekend, but he should now be on his way to Tennessee for the spring semester. So the 2021 class members are arriving. They are on campus to get ready for the spring semester. And Big Cat Bryant's coming to Tennessee. I'm going to come back and talk to Zach Blackerby of Locked On Auburn to get his thoughts on Kevin Steele joining Tennessee's coaching staff and Tennessee landing a talented player from Auburn's defense. That's coming up next right here on Locked On Vols, which today is presented by betonline.ag. If you are looking for a place to place your bets with NFL playoffs continuing, with college basketball and the NBA going on every day, they have prop bets that are available. They have regular lines. They have futures that you can get in on. They already have lines out for the national championship for the 2021 college football season. You can find all of that at betonline.ag, and they make everything easy from going online on your computer to place a bet to placing a wager on your mobile device. BetOnline.ag is your source. BetOnline.ag is the source of lines used by Locked On Bets every single day. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Go check out BetOnline.ag. You can sign up today for a free account and use promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Go to BetOnline.ag and use promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. I want to welcome into the show Zach Blackerby, who you can hear each day on Locked On Auburn, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And Zach, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to join me. As you know, Kevin Steele was hired by Tennessee last week. His exact role is to be determined, but I was curious your thoughts with what Kevin Steele did the last several years as the defensive coordinator at Auburn. How was he viewed down on the Plains?
Sure. I mean, when you look at what he was able to do leading this defense, coaching this defense, he came into the position from LSU, and a lot of Auburn fans were like, okay, you know, they wanted some kind of, you know, slam dunk hire. And of course, Auburn's defense became the strength of his team for, you know, while he was there. Really turned the culture around defensively. And, you know, at that time, it was Auburn was a very offensive team with Gus Malzahn at the helm. You know, he was the offensive head coach. And then over the course of, you know, Steele's time there, they turned into a defensive-minded football team, really developed the defensive line, really developed the linebackers. Then he put a lot of corners into the NFL early. You're going to see that, too, with some of the guys that he recruited. So I think all in all, when you look at his scheme and what he was able to do, and, you know, defenses got better over the course of the season, and he was able to handle things from a culture perspective, and the guys really, really seemed to like him. So I think when you look at, like, 99% of the time when Kevin Steele was at Auburn, I think Auburn fans were all about him as defensive coordinator. Very well beloved. Now, when Auburn fired Malzahn, reports came out that Kevin Steele was kind of in it with some of these powerful boosters, some of the powers that be at Auburn. The fan base kind of soured on him a little bit because it sounded like he was a bit of, like, you know, part of this, you know, coup to take Malzahn's job that was kind of in the works for 2 years, and then it got exposed, and, you know, all these reports came out, and they had to kind of change and ultimately went away from Steele to hire Harsin. But all in all, like, while he was a defensive coordinator, I think Auburn fans liked him a lot.
What did you think when you heard that he was being hired by Tennessee? And I know I asked that question with his exact role to be determined, but just the idea of him joining Tennessee staff, what'd you think?
I think it's a home run, you know, and I think you should give him as much control as you feel comfortable there if you're Tennessee, because I think he's good at what he does, especially when you look at it and it's like, okay, if you need to be better defensively, I mean, especially the front seven of what he's been able to do has been really, really good. I guess the weakness has been in his recruiting, and a lot of Auburn fans will say, well, he is a good recruit, but when you look at it, it's like, a lot of his top defenders haven't been necessarily his guys from a recruiting standpoint, but he's done such a good job at developing these guys. And you'll see him be like the lead recruiter for this random three-star. And then 3 years later, 4 years later, those guys are getting drafted. And so he's got a really good eye for talent. So I think that kind of allows him to be good for several different roles, depending on what Tennessee wants to do with him. But I think Tennessee fans should be excited. And look, I mean, a few years ago, when you guys, when Tennessee was kind of looking at, you know, who's going to be their next head coach, Auburn fans were worried. Auburn fans were very worried that next guy was going to be Kevin Steele. Obviously, they went with Pruitt, but it kind of gave this feeling of like, okay, well, Kevin Steele told Auburn folks time and time again, like, he wants to retire at Auburn. You know, he's going to be at Auburn for as long as folks will have him. And then that job came open, and you kind of got the feeling like, oh, he wants to go home. This is a Tennessee guy. And ultimately, he wasn't chosen, but I think he's going to really like being at Tennessee. I think that's kind of where part of his heart is. So I think Vols fans should be excited regardless of what the role is.
What about the addition of Big Cat Bryant? What should Tennessee fans think about him with him announcing he's transferring to Tennessee?
So this is going to depend on which Auburn person you ask. Me personally, I am very high on Big Cat Bryant. I was high on him day one. Four-star guy. He kind of got overshadowed by T.D. Moultrie, who he really outperformed. T.D. Moultrie was a five-star at the time, one of the highest recruited guys that Auburn had. And then right behind him was this guy, Big Cat Bryant. At the time, we were calling him Arcadius Bryant. And then he went by Big Cat with a C. And then he changed to Big Cat with a K shortly after he got there. But this is a guy that's transformed his body. I mean, he was kind of seen as this buck, you know, edge rushing, you know, stand-up linebacker. And he's really changed his body to be, I think he's a strong side defensive end, but you can move him as far as what he's able to do. A lot of Auburn fans thought he was going to go pro, myself included. I thought the NFL was going to like his size and his natural ability enough to where he was going to hear enough good things from the next level and say, okay, I think I've done enough. I think I'm a day three pick. I'm going to go make some money. Obviously, not the case. I was shocked when he said he was going to enter the transfer portal, but this is another guy. Vols fans should be excited that they've got this guy. Now, note, I'm higher on Big Cat Bryant than a lot of people in Auburn circles are. He was a guy, I mean, all offseason, I'm like, Big Cat Bryant is the guy to watch for this 2020 season. And then you kind of heard reports come out that he had a lower leg injury. And then you saw, like, Stetson Bennett in the Georgia game out running, and it's like, oh, this guy is not healthy. And then over the course of the season, you're like, okay, well, he's got to get healthy. And as soon as he gets healthy, he's going to pop, and he's going to, you know, be the pass rusher for this Auburn defense. And Josh, it just never really happened. But I think when you look at his ability, as far as, you know, what his traits are and his body, it's like, I think if the right guy gets their hands on him, you know, I think the sky's the limit for a guy like Big Cat Bryant. So I think it makes a whole lot of sense for any team to pounce on him. Obviously, Tennessee did it, and I think it makes a whole lot of sense.
You mentioned people around Auburn or Auburn circles that may not be as high as you. What would be the holdup there? What are some of the issues people might have with Big Cat?
He just never did it. He never put it all together, I think. And, you know, every week this season, I'd be like, I just feel like this is the game for Big Cat. I just feel like this is the season for Big Cat. When you know, talk about the last few offseason chatters where it's like, okay, you know, who's the guy that's going to be stepping up? Everyone always said Big Cat every year. And then it just never really happened. But every now and then you see a play where it's just like he'd show his burst, he'd show his balance, he'd have a really good first step, and he'd get into the backfield, and, you know, he'd rush the passer, and it's like, yes, that's what we need, that's it. but it just wasn't ever consistent, Josh. And so I think that's kind of the thing where it's like, I don't think it's a motor issue. I don't think it's a lack of, you know, being willing to put in effort. It's just, it never really clicked. And so when you look at all the really successful defensive linemen that Auburn's had next to Big Cat over the course of his career at Auburn, it's just like he's kind of been left behind by the Derrick Browns and the Marlon Davidsons that have, kind of been playing next to him. And it's just a lot of Auburn fans are frustrated because, you know, they cheered this guy on for 4 years and he's got his degree and now he's left. And it's just like, well, what was that? You know, now, you know, people are tweeting at me and tweeting at Locked On Auburn saying, hey, like, was Big Cat actually good? Was he good? And I'm like, I think so, but I may not have been the guy to ask. So I think when you compare him to Marlon Davidson and like Derrick Brown and guys that he's played next to, it's been like, okay, he wasn't that level of talent, but you kind of got the feeling that he had it. It just never really clicked with him. And so I think that's kind of what the majority of Auburn people feel like. But I look at him and it's like, man, I think if you can just get to this guy and, you know, figure out what he's doing wrong, he's so close, I think, to being an elite player. And, you know, I hope it happens for him at Tennessee. I'm a big fan of Big Cat Bryant.
Anything else to pay attention there with the transfer portal? There have been talk of other defensive players. Jay Hardy's name's come up. Anything to pay attention to there, especially for Tennessee fans that you can tell?
Yeah, I've seen some of those Hardy rumors. Also, you know, something that'd be interesting. I mean, just the whole defensive front seven, a lot of drama went down with the Auburn coaching search as far as, you know, certain coaches versus other coaches. And then players, it sounds like the locker room was divided at times based on, you know, which coach they were siding with. And so a lot of these defensive front guys really like Kevin Steele, and rightfully so. He made them better. And, you know, I think a lot of these coaches look at Kevin Steele and the kind of demeanor that he has, and they want to be a part of that wherever he goes. So I think it would make sense for Hardy to end up there. That'd be a big loss for Auburn as far as depth goes moving forward. But you're hearing other things, and it's like, I don't know who else would leave. But I say that, and it's like, I didn't expect Big Cat Bryant to either, you know, I didn't expect him to transfer. I thought he was going to either go to the draft or stay another year. Same with Daquan Newkirk. Both those guys kind of made the announcement around the same time. And so he's transferred too. You know, this transfer portal thing's been wild, and I'm sure you guys are covering it too. And it's just like, yep, it's changed the game as far as, you know, the mobility for college athletes. I think it's a good thing. It's just going to kind of take some time to get used to as far as figuring out how to navigate and what all everything means. It's been a while. But if Tennessee gets Hardy from Auburn, that'd be a big deal.
Yeah, it's just, you're right. The transfer portal in the market, it's just going to continue to grow, I think. This will be a yearly conversation along with recruiting.
And I'm all for it. I'm all for it. You know, I don't think it's fair that the coaches can change teams and the players can't. You know, I think you need to put limits on it. I don't think you should have a guy that plays, you know, 5 years with five different teams. I don't know if that's necessarily good for the player or for college football, but it's been fun to see. And then selfishly, it makes the offseason more interesting. And, you know, it gives us more things to talk about as January rolls along. But yeah. And it's going to be fun to see other SEC teams trying to poach things from guys that, you know, they would typically play every year. You know, it gives you some kind of advantage. And so I think it's better for everybody the way it's currently built, but it's going to take some getting used to for sure.
No doubt. You can tell he knows what's going on there at Auburn and the SEC and in college football. Zach Blackerby of Locked On Auburn. Hey, Zach, thanks for the time and the insight. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, always a pleasure.
I appreciate Zach of Locked On Auburn and Locked On College Football for joining the show. And he believes Tennessee had a couple of nice pickups last week with Kevin Steele and Big Cat Bryant. And we still have some things to sort out with the future of Tennessee football. But those guys are good additions, I think, to Tennessee's football program. I'm going to come back and shift to Tennessee basketball. You'll hear from Rick Barnes on how Tennessee tried to take advantage of the practice time with a game postponed last week. And then also Rick Barnes talking about a little small ball. They need more help from the big men, but that means more opportunity perhaps for the guards. That's coming up next right here on Locked On Vols, which today is presented by BuiltBar.com. I recently received a box of mixed bars from Built Bar. They have so many different flavors, and I've talked about peanut butter and salted caramel being some of my favorites. I might have a new favorite. I'm not kidding. Mint brownie might be my new favorite. I loved it. I had one the other day. The cookies and cream is terrific. That's one of the new flavors at Built Bar. They have so many flavors that include nut and non-nut flavors. All the bars are covered in 100% chocolate. We're talking about a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. They're soft. They're easy to chew. They're terrific. BuiltBar.com is the website. You can check out all the flavors and check out the nutritional information. Like I mentioned, the cookies and cream bar comes with 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. That's at BuiltBar.com. Go to the website, check out all the information, find the flavors you think you'll enjoy, and remember to use promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off when you go to BuiltBar.com. Tennessee beat Vanderbilt 81-61 on Saturday night. It was a game that was never really in doubt as the game went along. In the first half, Vanderbilt was able to hang in there. Vanderbilt had a small lead in the first half. Tennessee was missing some outside shots, but as the game went along, Tennessee flexed its muscles, had a 10-point lead at the half, and then cruised to victory in the second half. And the story of the freshman continues to pop up. Keon Johnson off the bench led Tennessee in scoring with 16 points. He was 4 of 8 from the field, 7 of 8 from the free throw line. This is a big deal to me. If they can get to the free throw line, they're going to be a dangerous team. Tennessee shot 33 free throws in the game. So Johnson had 16 points. John Fulkerson had 15 points. He took 6 free throws. Fulkerson had 8 rebounds. Jaden Springer for Tennessee had 10 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. He can make plays. Josiah Jordan James can make plays as well. He had 9 points for Tennessee on only 5 shots, hit 2 of his 3 free throw attempts. And he's a guy that just, he's steady. He can do a number of different things. And I know that I've talked about Josiah a lot on this show, and if you've heard me, you know that I'm high on what his game is and what his role is for this team. Grant Ramey pointed out after the game that Josiah Jordan James has not turned the ball over in his last 110 minutes on the floor. He has the ball in his hands a good amount. So for him to take care of the basketball and do things well for Tennessee on both ends of the floor is a big deal. And we talk about the depth, the ability for Tennessee to do a number of different things. Last week, they were able to work on some stuff after the win against Texas A&M. Tennessee traveled to Vanderbilt for the Tuesday game that ended up being postponed. So instead, Tennessee came back to Knoxville and practiced. And after the game on Saturday, Rick Barnes talked about what Tennessee was able to do in practice, how they used last week to get ready for the Vanderbilt game on Saturday.
Well, the thing that happened with practice when we got back on Tuesday, we did come in, and we actually, considering that we had bussed 3 hours back, we had a good practice. It was good, and I thought our guys were excited about it. I'd actually made a comment, I wish we would have gotten to play, because I thought we really had a good bounce that day to us, and Wednesday was our day off. We came back Thursday and again had a good practice. John Fulkerson had missed all that because of having his wisdom teeth taken out. And I thought it really allowed Olivier EJ and then Urosh ends up turning his ankle during that time. But it allowed us to play with that smaller lineup a little bit more. And I thought that part of it was really good. We came back yesterday, Vince, to be honest with you, we didn't have a great practice. And I told Folky, you know, we're not going to get bogged down trying to throw the ball in there, force the ball in there. He's going to have to pick up the speed that we want to play with. And I thought today he did a pretty good job with that. He got winded. There's no doubt he was winded because he only had because yesterday, you know, we didn't obviously have a long workout being the day before the game.
And Tennessee responded well. And to be clear here, the win against Vanderbilt is a win against probably the worst team in the SEC. The Commodores are still winless in conference play. But Jerry Stackhouse is a coach that Rick Barnes has continued to say he has a ton of respect for. Scottie Pippen Jr. is a solid player, but it's really not a fair matchup, Tennessee versus Vanderbilt. Still, Tennessee did what it was supposed to in the win against Vanderbilt. You also heard Rick Barnes talk about the small ball lineup, a smaller lineup that Tennessee went with. Tennessee is trying to get more out of E.J. Anasicki and Olivier Kumwa. Anasicki is a guy that I thought would do more to this point for Tennessee, and he still could, but Rick Barnes talked about that, the small lineup that Tennessee used and the need for more help in the post off the bench.
No, we like it, you know, and sometimes you do it, and, you know, sometimes teams will match you that way, and it goes back. We've got to get more production out of EJ and Olivier. We put them in both in, and we had some momentum, and to be quite frank, that's, you know, Olivier gave up 3 offensive rebounds, and EJ had some chance to score some baskets and miss free throws. And those guys, we love them, and we think they got a great future ahead of them, but we need them to be productive right now. And we just need them to do a couple different things right there. But if that's not working, we do have the versatility to play small. And we knew we were going to do that at some point in time anyway. And it's a long way to go between now and the end of the year. And I think you'll see us continue to, whatever the game calls for, we'll go that way.
That versatility is good for Tennessee, no doubt. They do need more help from the front court, and that's something that they will work on. And Tennessee will be back in action on Tuesday night against Florida. It's going to be a game in Gainesville for Tennessee. Then the Vols will play Missouri at home on Saturday. So on tomorrow's show, I'll talk about the Florida matchup. I'll talk to Blake Lovell of Blue Ribbon Yearbook to get his thoughts on the game as well. That's coming up on tomorrow's show of Locked On Vols. We'll continue to monitor what's going on with Tennessee. Tennessee is still not confirmed Jeremy Pruitt's future, and the investigation continues on internally at Tennessee. So we'll continue to monitor. That'll be a big focus, and we'll continue to talk Tennessee basketball here on Locked On Vols. The show is here 5 days a week. Today it's been presented by BuiltBar.com. Remember, code LOCKEDON gets you 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Keep spreading the word to other Tennessee fans about the daily Tennessee Vols show. Locked On Vols, thank you for hanging out, and I will see you here again tomorrow on Locked On Vols, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.